Your angels are speaking to you. Do you hear them? Welcome to The Calling of Light with author and empathic spiritual tarot reader, Anne-Marie Odell. The Calling of Light offers direct, empathic insight and relatable spiritual topics, interviews with special spiritual guests, and straight talk call-in readings. Kick back and enjoy Freeform Spirit Tea with Anne-Marie, the way you like it best when you want to simplify. Here is your host, Anne-Marie Odell.
Hi, I'm Anne-Marie, and you are listening to The Calling of Light on Om Times Radio. And should you want a call to the angels message reading, the number to call in is 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. You know, in 2011, that was a year where I decided to escalate some of my certifications. I'd been reading Master Tarot since I was just 19 years old, and since I'm a kickback Sarah Moses crone now, that makes it over 40 years that I've been reading for other people. And I've been reading with Keen and Best Psychics Directory since 2001. And I also read for my own personal clients through my website, thecallingoflight.com. And so certifying in transpersonal hypnotherapy in 2011 taught me the importance of rhythm, vocal tone, in order to be able to communicate messages to my seekers and be able to share in an experience in which they understand and receive better. So when I began to go into light worker radio, it was really important for me to be able to have other people that did hypnotherapy or meditations, because I believe that when we go into traditional medicine or we go into anything that requires us, I have even read for people that are taking traditional psychotherapy. Now, am I a replacement for traditional medicine? Absolutely not. Nor are any of the things that are going to be on this show today. However, I do believe that when we are having an issue with our health, whether it's chronic pain, whether it's a cancer or some other kind of issue with our bodies, it always helps to have alongside an ability to open our minds with hypnotherapy, to receive healing through light, as well as today we have a guest who will explain how his father had stage 4 liver cancer. And he and his wife had wonderful, wonderful results in being able to heal with traditional medicine through CBD oil and THC, which they used on their father, and with a diet and the importance of the organics, their father was healed of his liver cancer in 4 months. But I will tell you, I will have you listen to that. So the main thing today I would like to do is to have you relax and If you are having any pain in your body, or you are starting to feel in any way a sense of depression or tiredness or even weight issues or anything that has to do with your body, I encourage you to listen to today's hypnotherapy script. So, Chris, if you will, I would like you to start that now.
You are becoming so relaxed now that everything I tell you for your benefit will sink deeply into that special part of your mind, your unconscious mind. Even as you listen, you're becoming more responsive to the suggestions I'm making. And as you relax more and continue to relax, all of the suggestions I give you will have the effect that you want them to have. In fact, even as you listen and I continue to speak to you, you're finding that you're drifting deeper and deeper and becoming more and more responsive and more relaxed. These suggestions are going to allow you to actually be very, very responsive. Not only to the sounds of my voice and the things that I say, but to your own unconscious mind. And they're going to exercise a greater influence over the way you think, because these suggestions are going to become part of your state of mind. So they'll influence the way you feel, the way you act, and this is going to help you to know that you're bringing your life around to the way you want it to be. So that with every passing day, you're going to feel that the solution to your problem is more and more within your reach, and that your unconscious mind is drawing on resources, perhaps at a conscious level, you're totally unaware. But soon, you'll have a conviction that things are changing for you, and you'll sense certain changes taking place that confirm that you are learning. And as you mentally review the sources of that problem, your unconscious mind will develop ways of dealing with it. Perhaps in the past, you felt uncertain and confused. Your conscious mind simply didn't know what to do. And yet, you know that the unconscious has access to many resources, memories, and experiences. Even learnings which you may have forgotten, and your unconscious mind can make available to you outcomes and learnings, and do it in a surprising way for solving your problem. The fact is, you don't know what all your possibilities are yet. Yet your unconscious mind can work on it all by itself, whilst you just relax. And because I want to assist you to relax even deeper and deeper, I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. When I reach the count of 1, you'll find that you're more blissfully relaxed, and the degree of relaxation has been enhanced just by you listening and allowing your imagination to carry you down, down, with the descending numbers. So if I say to you 5, you can begin to drift even deeper and deeper. 4, feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed. 3. Feel a gentle heaviness spreading over your body and through your body. 2. Drifting deeper and deeper and deeper. And now I'm about to say the number that will signify to you that you have reached a very deep state of pleasant relaxation. And the number is 1. Feel yourself drifting down, peaceful, relaxed, feeling almost the feelings of drifting off to sleep, of being very, very deeply relaxed. And how will you know when the problem you're dealing with has been solved? Will it be that the solution comes in a dream that you remember? Or will you forget the dream, but find that you're gradually getting better, or that the problem is resolving itself? Will the solution come quickly while you're wide awake? Or will it come to you in a quiet moment of introspection? You really don't know, but you certainly can be happy when the solution does come. As you relax and continue to enjoy these positive feelings, you'll find that the outcome will be that at an emotional level, you feel more relaxed, more balanced, and more calm. You'll find that your mind is calmer, and you feel more at peace with yourself. Allow all of these feelings to develop and to grow stronger and stronger. Feel at peace with a sense of well-being. And regardless of any stress and tensions which may surround your life, you now sense and recognize the feelings of inner peace and relaxation. You have a feeling of developing self-esteem, and you feel confident that the goals you've set for yourself, the commitment you've made to yourself, you are able to keep. These feelings of inner peace and relaxation are actually creating a shield of protection around you, and you may now remain calm and more at peace and more relaxed than you have been in the past. And these positive feelings will stay with you and grow stronger and stronger as you become more relaxed. In fact, this relaxed response will become a pleasant part of your life. You'll surprise yourself in that you'll find that you're able to let go of things that belong to the past. You'll see them correctly in their true perspective as belonging to the past. Old negative memories, old patterns of behavior, and things that raise themselves as barriers against your ability to achieve the things that you wish to achieve in your life are now fading away, and you're seeing them as part of the past. This is allowing your body to come back to its correct balance. This is allowing your mind to feel settled and calm. This is allowing you to experience a deep sense of inner confidence and contentment. All of these positive feelings will stay with you long after this session ends, and as you stay in this contented, relaxed frame of mind, you'll feel that inwardly you're growing stronger and stronger. And as you become more relaxed, all of these attributes that you're seeking as a solution to your problems and to other aspects of your life, the relaxed response will enable you to achieve all of this. Enjoy your experience of this special place that you retrieved from memory or constructed in imagination for just a few more moments. And then I'll begin to count from 1 to 7. And as I count from 1 to 7, you can begin coming back to full consciousness, and you'll come back feeling refreshed, as if you've had a long rest. Come back feeling alert and relaxed. Begin to come back now, and as I count, every unusual feeling will fade away, and you'll simply awaken refreshed, alert, and relaxed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Feel yourself coming up now. Take a nice deep breath. 6 and 7. Eyes open. Come all the way back. Feeling good, feeling relaxed, feeling refreshed.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hi, Anne. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
So for everyone listening, my name is Noah Hammond Terrell, and I've spent the last 13 plus years as a spiritual life and business coach. It's taken many forms, but since 2008, I've been constantly seeking, improving, and sharing, and guiding others as well along the journey. And where I think the story that's most relevant for today's interview starts is in 2018, when I got the call that my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer, and he was really sick and he was in the hospital and had to get down there right away. And so obviously I do. And I see him up there on the table and he's all gray and he'd lost 60 pounds in a month. And the doctor said he had a tumor on his liver about the size of a mini football, if you can imagine for the listeners. And they gave him 3 months to live. They didn't give him a treatment protocol. There was no percentage chance. There was just, sir, like, get your affairs in order. And fortunately, though, I had done training with holistic healers who'd cured thousands of stage 4 cancers. I'd done workshops with people who'd taken all kinds of uncurable and autoimmune things and completely reversed them using ancient wisdom, primarily nothing chemical or pharmaceutical. And so I said, okay, yeah, that's what they say. Let's see what we can do. And I also knew we had to kind of 80-20 the approach, right? Because my dad's a kind of a old-fashioned guy from Queens, New York. Like, there's only so – I'm not going to get him to eat a raw vegan diet or go on the Gerson or something, like, very specific. So I said, what can we do, though, that he could embrace? And the two things that we really landed on was vegetable juicing, specifically with lots of beets and carrots because they're very good for the liver. A naturopathic doctor guided us towards that. And then a Rick Simpson protocol or a hemp oil protocol. It's called Rick Simpson oil or Rick Simpson protocol because this Canadian guy, Rick Simpson, really popularized it in the modern world. But for thousands of years, people have used cannabis as a medicinal plant, and it's known as a cancer. Can't say the word cure, but my dad's been cancer free for, not to ruin the story, my dad's been cancer free for 4+ years. So we went with hemp oil, which we could start on high doses of CBD right away because it's not psychoactive, doesn't get you high. And we had to ramp up and use THC as well, but ramp it up over time because it does get you high and there's only so much you can take before you're not having a good time. But we were able to ramp up that dosage over time as his tolerance built. And the reason THC is really important, just for everyone who might be in a similar situation or know someone who is, THC is really aggressive on cancer cells. It's like it goes and attacks them and kills them. And this isn't coming from me. This is coming from a guy who made the hemp oil for my dad's protocol, who's been doing this for 20+ years underground to help save people's lives. And that's what he said. He says, no, you can't just do CBD. You have to have the THC as well. So we put him on this protocol. And long story short, they gave him 3 months to live. We had him completely cancer-free within 4 months, meaning no tumor tissue left anywhere, no tumor markers in his blood, not a spot of cancer anywhere in his body.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And we already knew 6 weeks in that we were really onto something. Just within 6 weeks, the tumor had shrunk by over 30%. Huge portions of the tumor were dying off, and his body was processing it out. And it really was, you know, a miraculous turnaround. And because we have an audience that's also open to the metaphysical, I cannot neglect to mention there was a lot of prayer going on. He was being held in a space in a container for healing by multiple spiritual communities and our friends and family. And you really just can't, you know, we are all connected. That's the scientific fact. And so you can't disregard that. Right.
Right.
So, so that's how Feel Good Hemp, our company, was born. My wife is a yoga teacher and sound healer, and I've been this sort of holistic life coach for all these years. And shortly after this experience helping my father heal, where we literally moved from LA down to San Diego into some crummy apartment, we were just chopping beets and shucking carrots all day long.
But he was totally into it by this time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first couple of times he drank the juice, he was like, and I was like, Dad, I don't care what it tastes like. If it's this or death, you drink the damn juice, man. But he just likes to give a fuss, right? I have a way of getting through to him, you know, and he's an old hippie from the 60s and 70s. So he wasn't entirely unexposed to cannabis. Although he never, I don't think, taken it to these levels. By the end, he was taking probably 130+ milligrams of THC a day. And well over 500.
When you're saying upping the dose and stuff, is he taking capsules or is he smoking or what is he both?
We did it all with oil capsules. And I would say we started off at about like 50 or 75 milligrams of CBD and 5 milligrams of THC 3 times a day. And then a week later, it was 10 milligrams of THC and a little bit more CBD. And then a week later, 15 milligrams of THC and up and up and up until he was taking 35 milligrams of THC and probably 200 milligrams of CBD 3 times a day.
And so what did the doctors say when you told them this?
Well, at the very beginning, it was actually kind of strange. As soon as he started to reverse his own diagnosis and destroy
the cancer, they took credit.
They didn't take credit. They wanted to, though, in some weird way. They were like, okay, now that it's not so much of your liver covered, now we can do a liver resection. So we want to do that. We want to cut you open and cut out a chunk of your liver and help you get the rest of the way there.
We should probably aggressively fuel it up.
Well, I don't know what the result of that would have been, but we were all like, Dad, I know you trust doctors and I know that they have the best intentions, but why don't we just keep going with what's already destroying the cancer that does not involve cutting a chunk of your liver out and see how that goes? And we were able to like keep him from going back down that rabbit hole. And then even after like the cancer was completely gone, they were like, now let's give you some radiation, some chemo, just to make sure. And we're like, Dad, no, like just take your maintenance dose of your THC and CBD and see if it stays away.
And he listened. And so
what's up?
And he listened.
And he listened. He, you know, he had a lot of people supporting him, and he's an open-minded guy. As much as I say, he's also, you know, closed-minded. He can listen. It just takes
all a second. Kids say that about their folks, right?
Exactly. That's right. Because we're all here to like do one better.
Right.
So yeah, but every 3 months he was checked with an MRI and blood work afterwards. And every 3 months, no tumor markers, no visible cancer, nothing. And when my dad tried to tell the liver specialist what we did at the beginning, they literally put their hand up in his face. They're like, sir, if you think you got some sort of placebo effect from some other stuff you did, like that's great, but we don't want to hear about it.
And wow. Even that is though so
he's
weird.
Literally like the only person in the liver specialist ward who's alive.
That is surviving?
Still. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's shocking how deep the systemic roots of this is how we're trained. This is what we can do. Yeah. It's its own fraternity, right?
And you know what else? Slowly. You avoided?
What's that?
You avoided over-doctoring.
Right. We didn't do 20 million things.
Yeah, being passed from one doctor to another doctor and watching this huge bill come up. And all because everybody was doing their own experimenting.
Right. That's true. And so eventually they moved to every 6 months blood work and MRIs. And we've been over 4 years now since he was supposed to be gone. And he's been completely cancer-free ever since. And then my wife, again, who's a sound healer, yoga teacher, we are doing a sound bath where we play like the sacred singing bowls that are tuned to the chakras and big gongs and kind of shower people with vibrational medicine. And we offered CBD as like an upsell to the sound bath. And over 70%, a huge portion of the audience took it. And this is back in 2018, just as things were becoming legal with CBD. So it was still kind of new. And it's still new to a lot of people, but even the alternative people were like, oh, I've heard about this, I think, you know. But anyway, they took it and you could just feel the room was even more peaceful and still and relaxed. And
love settings like that.
Yeah. And so then at the end, we were like, hey, we got, you know, some doses left over. We'll do 2-for-1. And we sold out of everything in a second. And the next morning we popped up out of bed. My wife couldn't sleep. She's like, I can't sleep. Let's get up. And then we're sitting on the porch having a matcha. And she's like, I think we should start a CBD company. And it made total
sense. That's what I was going to ask. The next thing is, Noah, what is the name of your company? And where can people reach you for buying some of this wonderful stuff?
Feel Good Hemp is the name of our company because we're on a mission to help people feel good naturally. And feelgoodhemp.org is our website. And we have a topical to this day made the same oil maker who made my dad's oil and saved his life. And then we have other manufacturers and super high quality products that make a tincture and a soft gel as well. And we also, because we're on this mission to help people feel good naturally, and because we have this varied tool set and awareness of other ways to feel good besides just taking something, we also offer what's called the Feel Good Library, which you can see at feelgoodlibrary.com, or there's links to it on Feel Good Hemp. It's a whole platform of emotional healing tools and trauma release tools and guided meditations and Kundalini yoga sets to help combat anxiety and depression and sound healings and all these other things that we've used with our clients over the years that have helped to heal them in a holistic way. And
Wonderful. They're
perfect complements for anyone who's interested to the CBD. Of course, you're welcome to just take CBD because it does do a lot of amazing things for people.
Well, it also eliminates migraines and not only anxiety and stress, but also arthritis and do you recommend certain, do you take people specific things that they are trying to cure and help them to be able to assist in the dose or the amount that they need for that ailment?
Oh, definitely. Anyone who reaches out to us or joins our community, you know, we have an online community where people can talk to us And we're always, you know, we cannot say take this and this is medical advice, but we can always tell you what our experience has been and let you make your own decisions. But yeah, I mean, speaking of arthritis, my grandma, she's 95 years old, God bless her. And she takes our oil probably 2 or 3 times a day. With it, she has a quality of life. Without it, she has full body arthritis. A woman who interviewed me just a couple weeks back, she, at the beginning of this year, was diagnosed with Crohn's, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. And she was bedridden with her symptoms. Couldn't work, couldn't hardly get out of bed. Horrible pain, horrible symptoms. 5 days of taking 100 milligrams of CBD per day, and she was almost completely symptom free. And within weeks, she's now completely symptom free.
Wow.
And I have just so many stories like this. You know, another thing that people don't know that it's good for is mental health beyond anxiety, depression, even treating early onset neurodegenerative disorders. So when you feel like your memory is starting to slip, or you're starting to hear, you know, high pitched sounds in your head, or these early warning signs of mental degeneration, CBD can really help negate or reverse that. The list just goes on and on. And the reason why is because of our ECS, or our endocannabinoid system. Have you heard of this?
No, I have not.
So the endocannabinoid system is a system of receptor sites that are throughout our entire body. And they're meant to receive compounds called cannabinoids. And so our body makes its own cannabinoids. Those are called endocannabinoids. Or we can get cannabinoids from plants, phytocannabinoids like CBD. And so when I say these are all over our body, I mean, these receptor sites are in every major organ, every organ period. They're in our blood, they're in our bones, our muscles, they are everywhere. And it's so natural for us to have cannabinoids in our body that literally breast milk has cannabinoids in it and is passed to the baby from the mother. And so what they only discovered this ECS in the early 90s, like 1993. So it's very new to science. And basically, it's responsible for regulating the harmony of each system. That's why you keep hearing about CBD for everything from pain to inflammation to regulating weight and blood sugar to regulating mental disorders or, you know, things like anxiety, depression. The reason why you keep hearing about it is because it's sort of like, well, if your cannabinoid system is not nourished, doesn't have enough cannabinoids, it's sort of like wherever the weakest link is where you're going to have problems. And the reason I love to share this is because people think of CBD as like this magic thing, but really the magic thing is our own internal endocannabinoid system. And the way CBD works, it's kind of a misnomer that it lands on these receptor sites. It doesn't. It sort of, it guides, it soothes them and it interacts with them. But it kind of works more like an SSRI, like, you know, Prozac or these mental meds. They don't give you serotonin. They stop you from breaking down your existing serotonin so you naturally have more of it. It's a reuptake inhibitor, SSRI, right? So the same is true with CBD. It nourishes and soothes these receptor sites, and it stops you from reuptaking and destroying your own endogenous cannabinoids. So you just naturally are flush with more of them, and then your body works in better harmony, and whatever you're ailing with generally improves.
And what happens to those when people go to traditional medicine and go in through, you know, all of the treatments for cancer and things? Do those cannabinoids, do they disintegrate, or what happens?
Well, they can really help actually with anyone who's going traditional treatment for something, whether that's chemo and radiation or whatever else.
You can use it in conjunction.
You can definitely use it in conjunction, and it will absolutely help. I mean, there's documented studies showing, you know, cancer patients going through chemo and all that, taking THC really helps their appetite stay up so they can actually continue to take in nutrients. It's not going to be, it's not going to completely, you know, because chemo and radiation, they kill you, right? They kill everything, right? And the goal is to kill everything, but hopefully only kill everything just enough where the cancer's dead and you're still alive. But I mean, if you look at certain studies, they say that over 50% of cancer patients treated with chemo and radiation are dying to the chemo and radiation, not to the cancer. And, you know, those numbers vary by study, but it is a large portion who are dying to these toxic treatments, right? So it's really an archaic way of trying to eliminate a symptom from the body, because that's what cancer is. It's a symptom. And then you look at what's the cause and where is the dis-ease or the lack of ease coming from? Where is the lack of harmony coming from? And that's where, again, we get into this holistic conversation. I'll tell you, with my father, he was, when the doctors diagnosed him, I don't know how they knew this, but they told our family, they're like, we think this tumor has been growing for about 10 years. Wow. That's our estimate. So when we flash back to 10 years earlier, it's 2008, there's a massive recession. He's running a multi-million dollar wedding and event photo video production company in New Jersey, where I'm from. And it went under, and it was a family business, and it went under so hard and so quick that he couldn't even deliver some of the projects that were in the pipeline. And it just hit him like a ton of bricks. He went into a very deep depression. And in traditional Chinese medicine, they say that liver problems are connected to excess anger. So he went into this deep depression where he really wasn't all there.
This world's in for a heap of problems then, Noah, because we're right? all going to be having liver problems. Well,
so yeah, 10 years of anger, and that's the result. And so we cannot discount the emotional healing that happened because of the amount of plant medicine he was taking. He, on the other side of it, was more alive, more vibrant. I wouldn't say he just like completely fixed all of his like anxiety or depression, but he was back to like being a better version of himself. Noah,
just because he went through all of this very spiritual, metaphysical, holistic stuff, he had to have grown spiritually in so many ways. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for being there for him. And what's the name of your company one more time, and how can people reach you?
So Feel Good Hemp is the name of our company, feelgoodhemp.org. And if you want all of our courses and our free curriculums to help you feel good as well, it's feelgoodlibrary.com.
Awesome.
And then all of our social links to YouTube, where we have free videos and all that kind of stuff, that's all on the website.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
I can't wait for
people to hear your message. You're an incredible, wonderful first show for me, because I really am anxious to be able to let people hear about your father, because think how many people are going through exactly what he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, honey.
I hope it makes a difference. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, I thought that was a wonderful interview. And again, I want to stress that no one is trying to force you into taking alternative methods of healing. But I do feel that we are finally reaching a time in our life where traditional doctors, especially the younger traditional doctors, are starting to realize that spirituality and alternative methods do have an impactful healing influence on cancer and many things. So, in fact, a survey was undertaken to explore attitudes to alternative medicine among about 100 general practitioner trainees. And a positive attitude emerged from the 86 respondents, with 18 doctors using at least one alternative method themselves, and 70 wanting to train in one or more. So a total of 31 trainees had referred patients for such treatments, and 12 of these doctors made referrals to non-medically qualified practitioners. The most commonly used alternative treatments were hypnosis, manipulation, homeopathy, and acupuncture. And a total of 22 doctors had been treated or had treated themselves by an alternative treatment such as CBD oil. And this personal experience was linked to a greater professional use later on. So these findings indicate that alternative methods of treatment are currently being used to complement orthodox medicine, and an expansion in their use appears to be a part of our future, to be a part of maybe that paranoia that some doctors go into when they feel that in any way they're trying to convince, you know, maybe agree that perhaps CBD oil or something would, or hypnotherapy would be a possible alternative. I guess I would say that most people understand that long before traditional medicine was cannabis, was herbs, and it was high, it's just high time that the takeover of traditional medicine over herbal supplements such as CBD oil and as hypnotherapy, those things that help your body to get in the mindset of healing. And you know, it's all about self-growth and trying to get out of your comfort zone. So whether growing up, and this may sound a little different, it may sound like a little unrelated to that specific interview, but it's all one and the same about getting out of our fear of change. So whether you're growing up in poverty surrounded by crime, or living in the mountains of hard to reach roads, or the luxury of wealth, or the medical practice, one's reality is based on one's tribe, right? And we all know what a tribe is. A tribe is all those people that believe that anything other than the experience of one's colleagues, people, town folk, is very suspicious. And so you don't have to live in a dictatorship to know the pain, abuse, and punishment of being different in a sheltered community, medical practice, or religion. Being judged by one's peers. For instance, I was giving a reading at my psychic studio for a girl ready to take a long trip with her dog. She was very creative. She sold her crafts at fairs and refurbished old furniture and turned them into unique pieces. And she also held her back life, her life back to accommodate. Maybe some of us has been here. One bad relationship after another. One bad friendship after another. But she also was so compassionate and so afraid of change that she felt guilty for leaving those very people. And eventually, she found that she was settling for less. But she was also suffering from one other thing. Because she lived in a limited viewpoint of her peers, it wasn't the creative process she sold and displayed at all those fairs. Her community, her peers, judged who she was by who she chose as friends, other alternative healers, and lovers. And so from the depression and tiredness I saw around her, I could see that what she saw as her reality was beginning to be rejection. Well, what happens when we start to see rejection by the very people we love or respect is that we begin to be afraid to speak out, right? We start to fall into the pattern of believing like those people, that to try to in any way differ would cause them anger or would cause them to disrespect us. So this tribal belief concept based on location or colleagues, it created her a limited desire to get out of what she saw as her comfort zone, which really it wasn't comfortable at all. What it was just this fear of standing out, of doing something different, of healing herself differently, or of being able to perhaps have view her or speak about how she believed because she didn't want to hear the disapproval. And so I saw for this girl that this trip with her dog would be an awakening. She would meet people like her, towns that amazed her, campgrounds filled with peace and lovely fires, and alternative healers like Noah. I also warned her of another danger. Don't settle down in the first place that inspires her soul, or the first person that fills her with desire. Because new is always shiny and beautiful. But her trip to awaken her consciousness was to teach her to love herself and not anchor on to the first thing that blew her mind to feel like another comfort zone. I told her, be selfish. Take your bitch pill. And she laughed and she knew that that phrase meant exactly what she was going through. She needed to try to stand up for herself. So here's how you make life-changing decisions for you. Despite your peers, despite your friends, despite your colleagues. When I saw that choosing to come back and live in her old town and contemplate action to reach the city or person or healer she met during her travels, I told her, come back to her comfort zone, not to fall back into less is more. Or to settle for less. But she needed to get away from the heat of the moment so that her thought and her logic and her understanding in her familiar place could see things without her emotions dictating. Intuitive wisdom knows the power of the pause, right? The power of the pause is, instead of jumping into something right away, just take the time to process. Taking yourself out of your emotions to process is self-reflection, and not the same as an analytical self-sabotage, no matter what her final choice will be. She will never be the same after she gets out there and she talks to people and meets people like Noah, and she starts to feel a new reality and a new self-identity. And I think that's the beauty of being able to just get out there and not allow yourself to fall into that sense of same old, and not to be afraid of going against perhaps some of the people that are your colleagues and the people you love. They love us. We love them, but we don't always have to follow their orders. They aren't the be-all, end-all. When it comes to us, we have to be true to ourselves and love ourselves, right? So the most important thing I hope you learned from Noah's experience was that you too can find a place that you can purchase wonderful oils to experiment for your arthritis, for your sickness, for whatever it is, so that you know that experiment, you know, don't allow yourself to stop there. Try hypnotherapy. Try going and looking for a good, if not a good download of a self-healing, but also look for something that will be able to give you that inspiration and that feeling of control. I'm doing something to control my healing, not to walk away from traditional. I think that there's something for everything, and you don't have to make everything all one way and not the other. It's just finding a way to use alternative medicines to heal alongside traditional medicine, traditional therapy, with psychic readings, with a person that you know has good experience and lots of reviews. Those are very important things for you to do. And there's one other thing that I kind of like to talk about. I don't know if you ever wear protective stones, or maybe you feel that sometimes there are certain stones that go along with healing. I believe there are. I believe jasper is also something that can balance us and enhance that sense of peace when we are in anxiety. And that's important. And how do I know? Because when I really didn't have any understanding. I loved crystals. They were pretty. I loved stones, but that was never my huge forte. So I'm going to tell you, if you want to come to me for a reading that will knock your socks off, please go to thecallingoflight.com. Thecallingoflight.com. I offer kind, in-depth, and direct readings, and I will never tell you just what you want to hear. I believe in the angel messages I get, but I also believe that we need to be honest. So I will tell you, I can read on love, career, angel messages, past life, and crossing over. So come on over to thecallingoflight.com. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Come back next week if you will, and we'll have a new interview and subject matter. Okay? Bye-bye.